Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
What an election cycle this has been. I can't imagine anyone hearing this commentary anywhere in America is caught by surprise by the news that we are in the midst of a major national election that culminates on Election Day next Tuesday, November 5th. Each day and sometimes every hour brings new controversies and breaking news, especially about the presidential election. That said, this election has also presented us with some challenges in how we think about voting, especially as Christians. Before we consider those challenges, it's important to do some background information. Too often, even Christians forget government is not man's idea, it is God's. Human civil government is the second of three social institutions that God gave man for mankind's good and God's glory. In chronological order, those institutions are marriage and family, as we read in the opening chapters of Genesis, then human government a bit later in Genesis, and then the church, as we see in the book of Acts. Civil government was established after Noah and his family were off the ark following the universal flood. In Genesis 9, verses 5 and 6, God tells Noah that if a man murders another man, one who bears God's image, by man the murderer is to also die. God charged man with establishing this order and punishment. Further, God determines the type of government any nation will have and directly controls even the leadership within those types of government. In Daniel, we learn that God puts up kings and takes them down, and in Romans, we learn that the powers that be are ordained of God. God has given America a republic, a fairly fragile representative form of government. I say fragile because a republic rests on the character of the people who elect those who represent them. When the character of the general populace is bad, the character of those elected will likely also be bad. When the character of the people tolerates bad character in their leaders, the republic's days are numbered. In addition to all this, we as Christians are called to be good stewards, and that includes being a good steward of the form of government God has blessed us with. At a minimum, in America, that means we must vote. It should not be an option, not for this election or any other. So now, some questions to consider as we seek to vote as wise stewards of the one vote we each have, as we seek to vote knowledgeably and responsibly, even in races where the choices are not easy. One, do we have line in the sand, non-negotiable issues for voting, such as life or marriage? Two, is one candidate clearly more likely than the other to champion policy that reflects God's principles and precepts, God's character? Three, is there one candidate with whom we agree enough to be comfortable voting for him or her? Four, is one candidate more likely than another to put principled people into positions of influence and policymaking? Five, what is the net result if we don't vote in this election, or we do a write-in vote or vote for a third party in a particular race? 6. Can I vote the way I am leaning with a clear conscience? 7. Am I willing to take the risk with a candidate I don't really like and don't fully trust, but who would, at a minimum, lessen evil? And 8. Does voting defensively make sense? I can't answer these questions for you, but I truly believe we each need to answer them. We need to be very much in prayer about this election that culminates next Tuesday, November 5th, seeking God's mind as we wrestle with these questions and maybe some others. This I know, sitting this election out is not an option. We have much more on the ballot than the presidential race. Our Wisconsin ballot includes a critical U.S. Senate race, all 8 of our members of Congress, all 99 of our state assembly representatives, half of our state Senate, some partisan county offices, and a statewide referendum, which, if passed, will amend our state constitution to stipulate that only U.S. citizens can vote in any Wisconsin election. Stewardship calls us to do our part and vote knowledgeably, responsibly, and prayerfully, and calls us to encourage others to join us as we seek to honor God by choosing, and choosing well in this and every election. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.